Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
She's losing blood.
We're terrified.
I don't even want to come home.
He would kill people.
They found a mutilated body and a large amount of blood.
Her neck got broken.
I can't protect my kids.
I don't have answers.
People crawling on the floor towards them.
That's bad in here.
Something bad's going to happen.
My name is Amy Allen.
There's panic, and it's almost like a butchering.
I see dead people.
They all died horribly.
I speak to dead people.
Get out of here!
And they speak to me.
Vicious.
But there's only one way to know if my findings are real.
It doesn't matter where you are, I'll find you.
I rely on my partner.
I'm Steve DiSchiavi. I'm a retired New York City homicide detective.
This guy's a real piece of work.
And I know every person, every house has secrets.
I feel like I live in a house of hell.
It's my job to reveal them.
This is not good.
But Steve and I never speak.
We never communicate during an investigation.
Until the very end.
I want my life back.
When we uncover if it's safe for you to stay.
Is he trying to kill her?
Or time to get out.
Oh my God.
This is going to kill us.
I'm in Struthers, Ohio. It's a small city right next to Youngstown. I got called by a woman who sounded desperate and alone. She says something in the house is attacking her and her two kids. Making matters worse, her husband doesn't believe her. She told me she's got no place else to turn.
Before Amy arrives, I need to make sure the home is clear of any personal items or family photographs that may influence her findings. When I'm finished, the location will be ready for tonight's walk.
Right away, I'm seeing a few mutilated people. They are chopped up. And there's pieces of a person coming together, and they form a woman. And she is, like, begging to make it stop. Then a male comes up. He's very well-spoken, educated. I think he was a doctor.
Okay.
But he says that when he was alive, he did do some things that were wrong. And he had a very interesting, I thought, reaction to the mutilated chick. He was like, I don't know what the f*** happened to them.
So, Joan, after talking to you on the phone, I wanted to get here as soon as I could. You sound like you're going through hell.
I'm just very grateful that you guys are here. We are living in a nightmare. First, we started hearing noises. Then it went to things moving, to seeing shadow figures. Then it started getting physical.
Jeez.
What year did you guys move in here?
2005.
You live here with?
My son, Dalton, my husband, John, and my daughter, Delaney. When it gets to the point where I can't protect my kids, that's where I draw the line.
Well, you look like a happy family in this photo.
No.
Okay.
We're not happy now. There's been no support.
In what sense?
My husband not believing me, not believing my daughter, not believing my son. It's tearing the marriage apart.
So it's you and the kids against whatever's in this house, and your husband's out in left field somewhere with this whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Dalton was scratched on the back of his neck. Delaney was scratched on her back. I was pushed, going down to the basement one day. And I do know the elderly woman that lived here before we did. They found her at the bottom of the basement stairs.
Really?
Was she dead?
She died a couple days later.
Okay.
It's taken a toll on my health. I've been in the hospital 6 times due to rib pain. It feels like somebody is squeezing me.
What makes you think this is paranormal and not just...
The doctors are baffled. They've done bone scans, CAT scans, MRIs, X-rays, you name it, they've done it.
That's interesting.
I want to know who's here, why they're here, and I want them out.
I keep getting this wave of illness, and it is very much in the stomach. Very nauseous. It's almost like being punched in the stomach.
Oh, jeez, man. There's a lot of stress in the air.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. The doctor, he didn't want to come in. Oh, jeez. He's like, I shouldn't even be here anymore.
He's like, oh, let's just get this over with.
Okay, so Joan, you sleep down here.
Right.
But it's unfinished, obviously.
Correct.
And I'm assuming this is also where you got pushed.
Yep. I was coming down the stairs. One day, I got to the third step. Felt a push on my back and just crashed right into this wall right here.
Do you have any laundry or anything like that?
No.
So you couldn't have missed a step by not seeing it?
No.
Okay. Did you tell your husband?
No.
Why?
I didn't think he would believe me.
Now, you told me the previous owner fell down the flight of stairs and they found her here.
Right.
You think that's a coincidence?
I don't know.
Okay. So is that the only thing that's happened to you down here?
No. I was laying in bed one night. All of a sudden, the rib pain. I opened my eyes, and over here, there's 3 shadow people. And they're leaning over like this, just looking at me.
Were you sleeping then and got awakened? Oh, honey, I'm sorry. You okay?
I'm sorry.
No, come here. It's all right. It's all right. I'm here. I believe you. Okay?
It was the worst feeling in the world. I couldn't sit up. I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. 10 seconds later, it was just like, they were gone. Scariest thing I've ever encountered.
Oh, my. So now I'm seeing there's this dead female and a living lady. Dead lady, living lady have some kind of attachment. Interesting.
What?
So the dead lady is trying to jump the living lady, but the dead lady doesn't know what she's doing. So when she tries, she kind of f***s up the living woman's body. Makes the living lady sick, like cellular problems. Ooh. The living lady has experiences when the dead lady is trying to jump her. That's when she sees the other dead people. I see like a person sitting up in bed, looking down this way, and seeing, like, people crawling on the floor towards them. And it's all the mutilated people. can't breathe, freaking out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So, John, I was talking to your wife about the things that are going on here and why she called us in. It's got me concerned. You guys have a pretty bad situation here. She seems to think that you're not supportive of what her and the kids are going through.
I believe them, but I don't have answers.
Have you had any experiences at all that you can't explain?
There's one I know of that, you know, Joan and I just kind of didn't see eye to eye on. It took place down in the basement.
Okay.
And as we were speaking, I seen this glare kind of like, it kind of swooshed and went this way up towards the wall.
What did Joan think she saw?
She thinks she saw something paranormal.
So what do you think you saw?
I feel it was a glare off of a car and a glass block of where I was standing.
Okay. So you see where the problem is here between you and your wife?
Yeah. Oh, it causes tension. And I don't deny it one bit.
Are you trying to not accept what's going on here?
No, I've tried. There's times where nobody's been home.
Okay.
I've just sat in the living room, you know, nothing on, everything off, just sat, waited for a noise, a boom, anything. I wish something would happen.
Because dead lady, all about taking over. You know, she wants a life back.
So this is why she's trying to jump the living woman who's here.
What would happen if she managed to jump the living woman?
She would take over the living woman's body, and she would use it so she could live again. She would probably do very bad things to men.
Do you have any idea what she would do to men if she managed to pull this off?
I think either she would torture them or try to ruin their lives or possibly try to kill them.
So, Delaney, I talked to Mom today. Mm-hmm. She told me about what you guys are going through. You're having a tough time, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. It just makes me really depressed, like the whole situation.
Okay.
It'll make me cry a lot, but I just don't tell anyone.
So what kind of things have you experienced?
When I lay in bed at night, I see a shadow figure stand outside my bedroom doorway.
Okay, can you describe it to me?
It's tall and it's very dark. I can't see any facial features or anything. It's just black.
Is it shaped like a person?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say it's a man or a woman?
I'd say a man because it's larger than a woman.
Do you feel that this thing is threatening or?
I think it's trying to scare me.
Are you frightened to the point you think it's gonna hurt you?
Yes.
So, honey, is there anything else going on?
I've had scratches on my lower back.
Can you describe the scratches for me?
It was 3 scratches, like a diagonal. This one right here.
How did you notice that the scratches were there? Did you feel them or?
I went to sit down and it started burning. Sometimes I don't even want to come home. It's scary here.
The doctor guy likes it in here. But to him, it's different. It's more like an office.
He gets very angry when people come in here.
I think that they see him as a very tall darkness. I don't like how he feels in here. This is a mess. This is so messed up.
Joan told me that the previous owner of her house died after falling down a flight of stairs. I made some calls and the story checks out. I managed to track down the victim's nephew, and he said that wasn't the only tragedy that his aunt suffered while she lived there.
Mary was my aunt. She married my uncle Nick. They got married in 1937, and here's a picture of their honeymoon.
Okay, so now, how did they wind up on the property that I'm investigating now?
1943, they bought the property.
Okay, and they lived there?
Forever.
Okay.
Until they passed away, yes.
Before we get to your Aunt Mary's accident in the house, you mentioned that she had some other tragedy. What were you talking about?
Yes, she lost her youngest son, which was Nick Jr. He was 35 years old. He was killed in a motorcycle accident. He was, he had a guardrail, and he was decapitated.
Jeez. When did this happen?
It happened in 1973.
Can we talk about your aunt's accident?
Oh, yes. My aunt was 95 years old. That happened in 2003.
Okay.
My Uncle Nick had already passed away in 2001. But she was alone, living in the house by herself. Apparently, she fell down the basement step. She laid there for 3 days, just barely alive. The mailman noticed that the mail was backing up and the neighbors would knock on the door. So eventually they called the police and they came in. And when they got into the house, they found her at the foot of the steps in the basement, barely alive. Here's her obituary.
So this poor woman basically laid there for 3 days.
Yes. 1 or 2 days after that, she had passed away. Probably from her injuries from the fall.
What the hell? I'm seeing a thing that looks like a half man, half wolf. It's growling. It doesn't seem human. It does something to the human body when it's around. It almost makes you lose your footing. So it almost like debilitates a person, it makes you dizzy. Fall down, likes to make you fall down. And then it does something with the heart so it can take this energy from the human heart. So you feel very, very weak. But its intention is not to kill. It likes to keep like a stash.
So far, I've got a family living in fear and a previous owner that died after falling down the stairs. But I still need to see if there's anything else that could help my case. Searching through old records, I find Thomas Struthers. who was one of the original owners of Jones' property. Turns out he suffered a lot in his time there, losing not one, but two adult children. I'm on my way to meet with a local historian who promised to look into it for me.
This guy,
Thomas Struthers. What's his connection with the property I'm investigating?
Well, he was born on your client's property in 1803, and his father was Captain John Struthers, the founder of the city. And then when he turned 17 in 1820, he went to college, became an attorney, and in 1831, he got married to Eunice Eddy.
Okay, so now, I know from the research I did that he lost two adult kids.
Yes, he did.
What was the story with that?
Here's the family portrait. That's Thomas and Eunice, and then this is Thomas Jr., and that's Anna. In 1871, Thomas Jr. contracted typhoid fever at the age of 27. He was having dinner that night, said he didn't feel well, and by 4 a.m. he was dead.
What a shame. Okay, so now what about Anna's death?
In 1880, she ended up getting severely ill. She dies of what they call consumption, and she was 32 years old.
Okay, so when does Thomas die?
Thomas dies in the year of 1892, and he was 89 years old.
The doctor guy, he's very dramatic. How he expresses himself is direct and honest. I think he is a perfectionist. I think he died from a heart attack. So there's something a little weird. So the doctor guy was talking about Ed Gein, who was the serial killer. And I think when his mom died, that's when he went crazy. And he would kill people and he would like use their skin to make and stuff. There's something with this, and it's really agitating me.
During my research, one other thing caught my attention. Three chopped up bodies found in railroad boxcars. And the train's last stop was less than a mile from John and Joan's house. Now, this may be a long shot, but I've reached out to a local police captain so he could tell me all about this unsolved crime.
Cap, thanks for meeting me. I appreciate that. The reason I called you is because of the article I came across about the three chopped up bodies in the boxcars. Were they found here in Struthers?
No, they were found in Pennsylvania, but it was determined that they had been sitting in our Struthers yard for several months.
And I'm pretty close to my client's property. It's less than a mile from here.
Yes.
Okay, take me through what happened.
May 3rd, 1940, railroad inspectors ran across a railroad car. And when they opened it up, they found a mutilated body. The body was cut up into seven different pieces. They immediately then called the police department, you know, started an investigation. This was the first boxcar where they found the first body.
So the bodies weren't together when they found the first one?
No, they weren't. Three boxcars down from the first one, they found a second body. He was stripped down naked, and there was the word Nazi carved into his chest. They also determined there was a large amount of blood near the body, and they determined that that victim was murdered in that boxcar. The victim was a James David Nicholson, okay? He was originally from Chicago. Moved down the line a little bit farther, and by that picture, they found a third body, which they determined to be a female. She was also mutilated, similar to the first body that they found.
Wow.
The dead lady who hates men is dragging herself up the stairs.
What the f*** happened to her ass? Is this before she died?
The angry woman's showing me the events that led up to her death, and it's incredibly gruesome.
Someone is after her. She is trying to get away. Well, she's freaking out. Okay. She's young. 30, 40 maybe. She hasn't been dead that long. You know, 50 years. Her head's pounding, her heart's pounding. I feel like she's losing blood.
someone's on her. I think it's a male. I don't feel very well. She can't breathe. She can't breathe. She's talking about her neck got broken.
So what do we know about the victims?
They were all vagrants.
All right, so this guy was going after people that nobody really cared about. Yeah. I mean, this screams serial killer, obviously.
Well, they determined it might be part of what they called the Mad Butcher of Cleveland, which okay. was an ongoing investigation of a serial killer.
Did they put a number on as to how many he might have killed?
There's been upwards of 50. These victims, they credit as being number 22, 23, and 24.
Did they ever have any evidence or any clue who might have did this?
One thing that was all similar to all the bodies was how precise it was done. They said the person that did this really knew what he was doing.
So either a doctor or a butcher?
Yeah.
Did they ever bring anybody in and question them?
I believe they brought several people in, but they were never able to pin this on anybody.
Okay.
More of the messed up dead people are over here. There's a handful of them, just kind of gauging the amount of body parts and whatnot. They were struggling and struggling, and then it ended like this, so it's like all we had lives, and then we died in a horrible way, and this sucks. And I am seeing maybe a railroad. Like, I'm hearing that, so I don't know if it was a train accident. I don't know if they were on the train. It doesn't seem like they were on it. Whatever it was not handled properly at all. And that's why these people are not at rest. They're freaking out. They're upset. So what I'm hearing is the right people need to pay.
I saw several dead people during my walk, but the mutilated bodies surrounding a living woman had me the most concerned.
It was in the basement. What she saw was all of these people on the floor crawling towards her. Some of them were missing limbs. Some of them, it was just their head. They were all mutilated. Bloody, pretty gory.
Is that what you saw?
Yes, that's what I saw.
Now that Amy and I have completed our investigations, we're ready to reveal our findings to each other and our clients for the first time.
Amy, you're looking at a couple in crisis. This is John and Joan. They live here with their two kids. This is Dalton, who's 13. This is Delaney, who will be turning 17 very shortly. Now, everybody in the house is having experiences, except for John. And that's causing a little bit of tension within their relationship. Joan called us in because she's scared for herself and the kids and for her marriage. She wants to know what the hell is here and how to get rid of it. So now that Amy knows a little bit about what's going on here, I'm going to ask her to tell us about her walk.
Okay.
When I got here, I saw a lot of people that were mutilated. They were, like, chopped up or something. There was, like, moaning and crying going on. And then this woman kind of, as much as she could, put herself back together. One of the things that she told me was that they had had awful lives anyways, and then they died horribly. And then I was seeing train tracks. I also got a lot of anger from these people, and they were saying how what happened was not their fault and that the proper people have to pay for it.
That's pretty interesting stuff you uncovered. I did some research on a case. Back in May of 1940, a group of railroad workers in Pennsylvania found a badly decomposed and mutilated body in a railroad car.
Oh.
So when the inspectors went out to the boxcar, they found a body that was chopped up into seven pieces that was wrapped in a burlap bag. And they found two more victims in separate boxcars. Now, you may be wondering why I'm telling you about bodies that were discovered in Pittsburgh. These trains had been in Struthers for several weeks, and they're pretty sure that the bodies were here decomposing. That railroad yard is less than a mile from your house. Now, they believe this was the work of a guy they called the Cleveland Butcher.
Okay.
This guy was never caught, and they're pretty sure he killed up to 50 people. Now, you said the victims said they had terrible lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, these were all hobos and basically street people that were being murdered. I got one of the police reports, and one of the other clues was the precision of the cuts they thought may have been a doctor. To this day, this case is still open.
Oh, interesting.
Curious if this is what you might have seen.
Well, I might have been duped again. I'm pissed. Okay.
What do you mean?
The first guy that I really was involved with, he is extremely articulate, very well educated. He stated that he was a doctor. At first, I kind of had an affinity for him, but that began to change when he started acting strangely. When I was outside with the mutilated woman, he looked at her and then he like went like, which I thought was very strange at the time. But now that I think about it, something definitely was off about him. And now I'm just realizing, holy And then I went up to the back bedroom upstairs.
That's Delaney's room, I think.
He thinks that room is his office. He doesn't want any living people in his space. It really agitates him. And I did see that he would possibly be seen as like a shadowy figure.
Explain to Amy how she sees a dark shadow in her room.
She'll be laying in bed, and sometimes she'll look at her doorway and he'll be standing there.
Okay.
She has seen him multiple times.
The scratches Delaney has. I got a photo here I want to show you. This is on her lower back. You took this photo, correct?
Oh my gosh.
Could this doctor do that to her?
I think it's possible, yeah.
So what else did you see?
I went out into the backyard and I saw this weird dead person. He was like half man and half wolf. He does feed off the energy of the human heart. It's almost like a battery to him, so he gets like charged up. He likes to make people become like numb, so they lose their legs kind of out from under them. In that way, it disables them. They'll fall down and he can try to like get as much energy from the heart. But his goal isn't to kill anybody because that's his like food source.
You might as well tell it, Joan, what happened to you with the stairs.
The first time I fell down the stairs, my legs went out from under me. The second time, I was pushed.
Wow.
Four years ago, she had a heart attack.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I was down in the basement, and I felt like I couldn't breathe. And it just felt like the life was getting sucked out of me, and I couldn't get up.
Oh, my gosh.
How come you didn't tell me about that?
I didn't know that that would have anything to do with what was going on with the house. Nobody knew. Nobody but him and my kids.
Did you ever have any heart issues before you moved here?
No.
No.
Knew it.
The interesting part is that Joan isn't the only person to take a bad fall down those steps. Previous homeowner, a woman named Mary Vlasic, she was 95 years old. And in 2003, the neighbors noticed that she wasn't around and that her mail was not being taken in. So when the police finally came, they found Mary Vlasic at the bottom of the basement staircase.
Wow.
Where she laid for almost 3 days. This is her obituary. She died a couple days later from the injuries that she sustained during the fall. Now, she's 95, you figure, all right, she fell. But I talked to the nephew. Apparently, even at that age, she was independent and sharp. I just find it interesting that she falls down the same staircase that you pull down twice.
Right.
Interesting.
You still skeptical?
My wheels are turning.
There's another person that I encountered, and this woman is the one who's causing the most problems here.
She was crawling up the stairs. I saw a lot of blood. Then when she was up in the hallway, I saw that somebody broke her neck, and that is probably what killed her. Her murderer was a male, and now she really dislikes men a lot. She expressed the desire for, you know, all men to die. But then I went down to the basement, and she was there. And she's very focused on a living woman. There's some kind of attachment there. And what the dead woman is actually doing is trying to jump you, which is trying to take over your body. But she's also very bad at it. So this can cause you to be sick. It can cause cellular issues, possibly causing tumors.
Oh, God. I've been in the hospital how many times?
5, 6.
Nobody can figure out what's going on in your ribs.
The only answer that we ever get is it's all inflamed. Oh, our ribs are inflamed. Our gallbladder's inflamed. Our intestines are inflamed. But they'll shrug their shoulders. Don't know.
The pain's just so bad. I told my husband, I said, all I want to do is just have another heart attack and be done with this. I can't do it no more.
So the other thing is anytime the dead woman was around the living woman, it would trigger her to open and, like, see things.
Like what?
So I had a sketch done of what I think she sees when she's in bed.
Oh. Are you ready for this?
She's woken up and seen shadows around her bed.
And I've been telling you, this house is making me sick and I hate the basement. I've been telling you it's the house, it's the house. It's that damn house. Why are they around my bed? What do they want?
They want help. What I've seen is when someone kills someone and they're still alive, those people that person murdered, wait. They're always around that person. When that person dies, the victims are there.
Waiting on the person who killed them.
Yes.
So it's my belief that this dead woman is here because you have abilities.
And that's what attracted her to you. Unfortunately, this dead woman, I believe, was a victim of this serial killing doctor. And due to that, she has this attachment to him, as well as many other victims. So they're all webbed together. So what the dead lady would like to do is take over your body so that she can be essentially alive again.
What would she be able to do if she did that?
There would be aggressive behavior probably towards the men in the household. She would probably try to torture the men in the household. You know, she wants men to die.
Well, after our investigation, we learned two things. You're not crazy, and you and your son may be in danger. But we still haven't answered the big question. Can you get whatever's here the hell out and live a normal life with your family again? For that, I'm going to turn it over to my partner, Amy.
The situation here is that it's not the house. It's the unfortunate proximity to some of these murders. I want an individual who's a male and who practices witchcraft to do a ritual to push out the dead, and then I want him to do a blessing.
So once the witch comes in and pushes the dead out, where are they gonna go?
They're gonna go outside of the perimeter. They want the doctor to be brought forward and to pay for what he did to them. Now, of course, him being deceased, the only way that he can kind of pay for this and they can find vindication is that the public knows this person was, in fact, bad. After that, I want the witch to take this tar water and take a dropper and put one drop in the center of each room. Then to go outside and do the perimeter of the property and just a drop every, you know, several feet. No dead are going to come in and bother you.
So once the witch comes in and does this, she'll feel better?
Oh, yeah.
All the stuff that the shadow figures they're seeing?
Right.
It sounds like you're going to be okay.
He wasn't believing, and I thought it was going crazy.
This is happening to her. You have to respect that and just be compassionate. Just be there with love. At the same time, you have to respect that and be like, that's who he is. He's not having this experience. He can't see what I'm going through. So you have to meet in the middle.
When I'm up all night, being agitated sometimes by this, and I don't sleep all night, and I'm thinking I'm crazy at the time, just tell me it's gonna be okay, and just hug me, and that's it. I know you don't understand because you don't see it. I know that, but just believe me because I'm your wife.
I do. I believe you.
Just believe, you believe me now.
No, I've always believed you.
Are you going to contact a male witch and get this done?
Absolutely, I am.
Okay.
I mean, whatever it takes, because, I mean, I want everything back the way it was.
With all of the dead inside this location, Joan and John have their work cut out for them. But I believe that if they work together, they'll be able to free themselves of the evil that's tormenting their family.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe
wherever you get your podcasts.